Hillary Clinton, Trump held law-breaking convention. By Robert Krajicek on August 28, 2020. Hillary Clinton described the Republican National Convention, RNC, as a law-breaking convention, making her accusation via her verified profiles on Instagram and Twitter. She did not identify any laws that were allegedly broken by the RNC's operations. Clinton cited a death count similar to the latest claim from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. The CDC currently categorizes 160,000 deaths as involving COVID-19. Clinton wrote, "What we saw last night sums up so much of the Trump administration. A law-breaking convention on your dime, on the lawn of your house. To celebrate a president like a king for overseeing the needless deaths of 180,000 Americans, and counting." Clinton attached a photo of protesters forming a message reading, "Trump failed 1-800-000 plus died." Left-wing and Democrat-aligned news media critiqued what they claimed was a lack of social distancing and mask-wearing at the RNC. The Washington Post published an article titled, "Few Masks, Little Distancing, Trump Celebrates at Crowded White House Party Largely Devoid of Coronavirus Precautions." CNN ran a headline reading, "Few Masks, Lack of Social Distancing at Final Night of RNC." ABC declared, "What virus? At GOP's convention, pandemic is largely ignored." Christine Pelosi, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's eldest daughter, characterized the RNC as illegal due to no masks and no distancing. Her Twitter profile image is a photo of her wearing a mask. Assorted left-wing pundits and Democrat operatives similarly described the RNC as illegal. Clinton said on Monday that Joe Biden should not concede the presidential election under any circumstances. She also told her former presidential campaign communications director Jennifer Palmieri that Democrats have to have a massive legal operation on Election Day and that she knows the Biden campaign is working on that.